First back of Shabbos, Mishnah Gimel. We're continuing various gzeiros that Chazal made for concern that person will come to do an aveira. And the first case over here is continuation of the first Mishnah, Hilchos Shabbos, Haitzah, carrying from Rishus Yehovah Rishus Yehovah. But Yetzah Achayit, B'matzot Tam L'chashecha. A tailor should not go out of his house close to a nightfall on Erev Shabbos with his needle in his hand, but that's considered carrying. Shem Yishka Pagayt, so concerned that he'll forget about Shabbos and take it out with it still in his hand. So Lo Lavla Mikul Mosay, and the same thing, a scribe should not go out with his pen or quill or whatever he's using to write with. Now, the idea behind this is like this. First of all, some of Hashaykh is not clear how close to the Hashaykh it is. The Shabruta says that one should be Matmah within a half hour of Shkia, not to go after things in his hand that he may inadvertently carry. Another thing the Gemara says is that since it's Zachshash, El Dua is a Daraita, we're talking about carrying it in your hand, which is the normal way of carrying. If it's stuck into his garment, which is the needle stuck into his garment, which is abnormal, that's not included in the Xavier. If he is a type of person that all week around he has a needle, sometimes they would have the professionals, the tailor would go with the needle so people should know he's a tailor. That, for that type of person, it's also to even have it stuck into his garment. Something in one's pocket is also considered the regular way of carrying. It's a derisa to carry in a place which is a Rishus HaRabin. So that would not be permitted. Yeah. So Lo Yafle is Kalov from a Yikra L'Oranet. This is another Gzeira. Chazal made a Gzeira that one should not read or do such things that need a very clear light in front of a candle. Now the candle they were talking about, it was talking about an oil lamp. What was the problem? Because since you need a clear light, we're concerned that the light of the lamp may not be so clear, not be bright as you want, and you may move around the wick or move around the oil, which is considered a malacha of lighting on Shabbos. Lighting a fire on Shabbos, not only making the fire, but also putting more oil into the fire, tilting in the fashion that more oil will get to the wick. So therefore, once again, to eat by with such a light is permitted. That's how Ner Shabbos, because eating doesn't need such a bright, clear light. But this type of work, like checking for the light or reading, is prohibited in front of a lamp. Now, the question is, what about today's lights? So the Mishnah Berurah already said in his time they had these different lamps that had very clear lights. And surely today's electric light does not have this problem, because those are the nokshash of it. You're fixing up the light, it's a very clear light. But if the person doesn't have electricity, and he has an oil lamp, he cannot read. As far as candles are concerned, if he doesn't have electricity, he has candles. So Mishnah Berurah brings various achrayim that say the minhag is to be maker with candles. Yes. There is Amr HaKazan Roy Heichan Tinoik Yitzkoyim. The Kabbalah Chazal that if there's a Rebbe teaching young children, it's allowed to look for the place that they're going to read from, because that's something that does not need very clear light. He's not reading, he's just looking for the place. And they're allowed to read because since the Rebbe's looking over them, they're afraid to touch the candle or the lamp itself. Hulo Yikra, he should not read by himself the entire sefer because of the concern that he may tilt the lamp for making light, to make the light brighter. Yetzavoy, another type of gzeira, which Chazal makes to prevent people from coming to his derisas, Lo Yoichel Hazovim Hazovah, it's Nehagel Aveira. A man and a woman that are Tomei Ziva are not allowed to eat together. This is Aloha, that a woman is a Niva, she's not allowed to eat with her husband on the same table unless they have some type of heftik, or some type of recognition, you know, to remind themselves that they're Niva, because there's concerns by the fact they're eating together, they may come to do things that they should not be doing.